So maybe we're past the moment when everyone asks if you felt it, but listeners were justifiably, in some cases, surprised by the 5.8 magnitude earthquake that shook all the way through the Northeast yesterday, being felt as far away as New York, Boston, Detroit.
My name is Chris. I live in Cambridge. My condo building shook, and I couldn't believe it because I never experienced an earthquake before, so it's kind of exciting.
It's exciting to some people, to other people, not so much.
This is Jessica calling from Columbia, South Carolina. I could feel it in my office. It shook the walls. It was kind of flexing and moving everything. It was slightly scary.
All right. Those are those who are excited and scared by it. And then there's Dan, who is so over it. He posts at our Facebook page, seriously boring. We go through this every time in Seattle. Hours of news coverage of yokels calling in to say, yep, I felt it. We know it was felt over a large area. End of story.
Although it took about 10 minutes to calm down one of my 13-year-olds, who was close to hysterical for a while.
I was very surprised to find that the other three people in my home had never been, having grown up in California,
So you just lorded it over them.
I just was like, for the love of God, calm down. It was barely me shaking your
I want to be
bed.
In a disaster with you, Celeste.
And then I ran to my son's bed and shook it and said, that's worse than what you just went through. See, that's the kind of mom I am. I'm great.
There is some significance here.
There is. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, if the nation's nerves are a little frayed at this point, it's understandable. It has been a record-breaking year for disasters. And here
and
to talk
York, people
about...
people are worried about 9/11 coming up. I mean, there people would say, you know,
oh, I didn't even
freaky.
Think about that.
I mean, the people out on the street evacuated from buildings, that was the conversation.
Can I just say, and I think David Biello will back me up. David Biello is with us, associate editor for Scientific American. David, I was stunned. As a Californian, I could not believe that people were evacuating their buildings.
Yes, that we did the exact wrong thing here in New York City. You're supposed to cover in place, shelter in place, and instead everybody went out on the street, which is where you're more exposed to, say, falling bricks, falling glass, whatever else might be associated with the earthquake.
All right. So, David, I've been hearing that an earthquake in this region has actually been expected for a while. Is that true?
It's not a totally unactive seismic region, but this was certainly... larger, let's say, than anticipated, a low probability event, and that's why some of the nuclear power plants in the area were built to withstand roughly this order of magnitude of an earthquake.
We're speaking again with David Biello, associate editor for Scientific American. You said a low probability event. That's not no probability.
No, definitely not. This is Central Virginia has had quakes for hundreds of years. I mean, throughout the historical record, the American historical record, and this is just the latest and greatest of them. And to the fears of everybody freaking out, I think there are a few things that are as disconcerting as when the earth moves under your feet. That's just something we take for granted. So, people freak out when they haven't dealt with that before.
Although Carole King is nice. Carole King is better than an earthquake, but the earth moving under your feet, that can make you freaked out. Talk about this area in Mineral, Virginia. I don't know if you had a chance to look at this. There are a pair of nuclear power plants, pressurized water reactors out there that I was looking were built to withstand something only a little less than the magnitude of this particular earthquake. How do you think they're looking at their contingency plans at this time?
They were built to withstand something that was about 5.9, which is what this earthquake was for
wow.
a few moments on the U.S. Geological Survey's estimation.
That's a wake-up call.
Yes. They're supposed to kind of build in a safety margin. That safety margin seems to have been a little bit smaller, let's say, than anticipated, and I have no doubt that they will go back and attempt to shore up their defenses. But fortunately, it seems like everything came through fine, although the nuclear power plant that was closest to the event, did shut down and did lose off-site power and had to rely on its backup generators.
All right, but David Biello, you know, we spoke to you in the aftermath of the Japanese earthquake, and in that particular case, we talked a lot about how they were short of what the event ended up being, that they'd prepared for an earthquake, but not of this size, that they'd prepared for a tsunami, but not waves of, 10 feet instead of 8 feet, right?
Right.
So isn't this the exact same problem as they had in Japan?
Yes, except we got lucky. It wasn't, an earthquake 100 times stronger than the one that we experienced, which would have been much bigger than what they had planned for and would have probably caused some significant damage. And because these East Coast earthquakes travel so far, because we're in the middle of kind of a continuous section of continental crust, there were a lot of nuclear power plants that were affected by this to one degree or another. So if we had a really strong earthquake, which again is a low probability event, but not a no probability event, you know, we could be looking at a lot of damage.
All right. So let me have you answer a question that many people on the East Coast were asking yesterday, which is the architecture on the East Coast built to withstand earthquakes?
For the most part, no, not specifically. You know, we're not designing to California building codes, and that's because we don't experience earthquakes as much, which is why we did the wrong thing. That said, a lot of our buildings are pretty old, and actually, some of this older construction is better able to withstand.
Oh, totally. I was in a building from the 1850s, a wood frame building, and it just moved around like a spring and bounced back, and we didn't lose a brick.
Yeah, exactly. It's actually the more modern construction folks that might have cause for concern.
All right, but next time, David, don't leave your building, right?
I mean, shelter in place.
That's right. Stand under a door frame. Get under a table.
Yep.
All right. So, David Biello, what do you think? I mean, what was the overall response to this earthquake? How would you rate it? A, B, C, D?
Well, I think...
On the part of our responders.
Yeah. Other than the fact that even it appears that USGS evacuated their building as I was trying to call them in the minutes after the earthquake, I think we did all right, given that I guess we didn't have the disaster preparedness that we should have had.
Let me tell you something. In my elementary school, if you had run outside or in the middle of an earthquake, you'd have been staying late watching those safety videos after school. I'm telling you that right now.
That's right. FEMA's going to break those out for the whole East Coast.
Biello, I think you should move on and start thinking about the hurricane that's coming, okay?
That's right.
Yeah.
David Biello, Associate Editor for Scientific American. Thanks so much, David.
Thank you.
If you have an earthquake story or maybe a safety tip, what to do in case the earth moves beneath your feet.
Don't tell Celeste because she knows all of them.
No, I don't. 8778, my take. You can sing Carole King, though.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.